Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do dogs belong on beaches? Obviously, huge crowds being drawn to the beaches across the country over the past couple of weeks with the good weather, particularly last weekend with the bank holiday, and now heading into another weekend today. Should dogs be banned from beaches? Rory is with us on the line. Rory, how do you feel about the four-legged pets on the beach?
I think it's absolutely your entitlement to bring your dog on to the beach with you when you're on the beach. But I think what people neglect or forget about is their responsibility. And it's the same on the beach. It's the same walking the streets in public. It's the same public parks. It's the same in forested and wooded areas. No one wants to take responsibility for their dog. They think that because their dog is friendly with them and well-behaved with them, that everyone should want to interact with it, and they should be allowed to run up on other dogs. And it's the same argument all the time. It's like, oh, he's friendly, he just wants to say hello. You know, I think you are entitled to bring your dog with you on the beach. You should be entitled to bring your dog on the beach. But it's also your obligation to keep that dog under control and be responsible for it. Not everyone wants to interact with your dog. Not everyone wants to be friends with your dog. And the trouble, I think, with the legislation is that you can keep bringing in more and more legislation. Mm. And the original legislation was brought in 20 years ago that the dog started to be banned on beaches at certain hours and certain times of year. But it's the only people who will abide by that are the people who are probably responsible for their dogs anyway.
In the first place, yeah. It depends exactly on the kind of specific location, doesn't it, and the time of year, and whether or not there's a blue flag located at that beach as well, or the status of that. But should they be on leads or not?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a simple piece of equipment. It's a simple device, and it prevents so many problems. Like, I mean, the law is very well worded in Ireland. Your dog must be under effective control in public places. For all intents and purposes, that means having it on a lead. I mean, if your dog is spectacularly well behaved and you can recall it and it will hang out with you, I have no issue with it being off lead. But those dogs are very few and far between. The dogs, just, they're running up on other people who don't want to be ran up on, and it's the owners are so indignant that you wouldn't want their beautiful, cute, lovely Labrador running up on you and your kids. Like, I love dogs, but I love my own dogs. I don't know your dogs. I don't trust you as a handler. I don't trust your dogs not to interfere with my children. I don't want them running up on me or my children. Keep your dogs to yourself, and I'll keep mine to myself. And this argument that, oh, they're pack animals and they're social animals, and it's just irritating beyond belief. Like, I wouldn't allow my children to run up to your children who they didn't know and start rubbing their hair, or, I don't know, you know, pawing them or pushing them or being physical with them. Like, that for some reason, when it comes to dogs, it's like, oh, they should just be allowed to do whatever they want to do. Mm. And usually it's just an excuse for the handler's inability to handle the dog.
To be responsible for them.
Or an excuse to not be responsible or trained.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Andrea Smith, freelance journalist, is joining us here. Rory on the line as well. How do you feel about dogs on beaches, Andrea?
So I have five dogs, Andrea, and that means that, you know, I do walk them on beaches, but I walk them first thing in the morning when the beach is deserted, or in the evening time when everybody's gone home, because I don't think, as Rory said I don't think that groups of people and dogs mix very well, you know, when they're not controlled on off leash. But I've been on, you know, gone to beaches without my dogs and have seen, you know, poor dogs panting on the beach in the heat, you know, because the families have brought them out during the day. And, you know, it's very hard to keep a dog contained in the shade, you know, because they want to see what's going on. But I agree with what he said about other people's dogs, because I have two very reactive dogs, you know, who I have to make sure that I'm very careful where I walk them and when I walk them. And all my dogs are always on a lead. But this happens to me a lot, where other dogs come running up, you know, and the owner says, oh, they're friendly. And I'm thinking, well, mine isn't, you know. And
you see a lot of them bring them to the beach to take the dog out for a walk, and the first thing they do is they're off lead.
Yeah, exactly. And also even clearing up, because, yes, the very responsible owners, we do all the right things. We clear up after our dogs. We don't let them off lead to annoy everybody else. But there is a cohort of people who don't do any of those things, you know. And when you're on the beach, you know, the sand flying into your sandwiches, all that kind of thing, you don't need a kind of, you know, a lively dog adding to that situation. But also other people, you know, some people have phobias. When I was a child, I had a phobia of dogs. So it was to my amazement when I got over it when I was older and now have a house full of dogs, you know. But I couldn't go into somebody's house if they had a dog. They had to put it out because I had been bitten as a child, you know. And I'm always very conscious of that, of that there are other people out there who are really terrified of dogs. So if your dog is out in a public space and it's running around and everybody's having a great time, the parents are looking at the children to make sure they're not drowning, and the dog kind of comes last.
The dog, and it's, yeah. It's, you know, I just think whatever the hell it wants.
So you actually
bring the dogs down to the beach early in the morning, or because often on a lot of the blue flag status beaches, there's certain time requirements for which pets can't be on the beach. You bring them down in advance of those hours for their walk.
Yeah, I'm down at 5 or 6 in the morning, you know.
Yeah, so it's early.
And I walk them that way. Like,
how many other people are doing it at that time?
At 5 o'clock, not many.
Yeah.
Once other dog owners turn up at 6. But even at that, if there's another dog on that beach or another person on that beach, I'm not letting any of my dogs off, you know. And I'm certainly not letting the reactive ones off ever, you know. But the little ones that will just trot along beside me and won't run off, you know, the ones that have good recall, I'd let them off if there was nobody else on the beach. But I honestly am so afraid of upsetting other people, and also, you know, getting myself into trouble, or, you know, if one of my dogs causes a problem, I don't want that, you know.
Can
but
you imagine?
You can see that a lot of people don't feel the
same
way.
Well, just on that, listener here tells me the beach is no place for dogs during the day. The children were playing on the beach during the good weather, they were digging holes, building castles, and the next thing, huge dog comes bounding over. He was very friendly, but he ran straight into the middle of them, and it was very frightening for the children. Another listener got in touch to tell us about Wexford over the bank holiday weekend. They had a fabulous trip, spent lovely sunny days there, but the number of dogs that were actually roaming around the beach, despite the fact that there was signs stating that they should be on the lead, was absolutely outrageous. Donal Gilroy is a councillor, Fine Gael councillor in County Sligo. Donal, you recently got in touch with us to talk about dogs, people basically, the attacks on beaches in County Sligo. Should they be banned from the beaches totally then?
I don't believe they should be banned. Let me correct. I'm a Fianna Fáil councillor.
Apologies, Donal. Apologies.
You're all right. I could be called worse. No, good afternoon. Look, your two callers are dead right. I mean, the problems are not with dogs. Problems are with owners. And owners need to be more responsible. Owners, I had a friend who had a dog training business. And she said, it's not the dogs that need to be trained. It's the owners. And even the licensing of dogs, you know, you should almost have to have a license to be able to own a dog. Because people who do what that lady described with the children, or your caller, your texters described, the children playing on the beach and the dog coming running up into the middle of them and frightening them, that's not on. Now, most beaches have, most bathing area beaches, I'll call them that, because every county assigned so many areas as bathing areas. And they could have green flags or blue flags or no flags at all. But the rules there are generally that anything after 10 o'clock in the morning, the dog has to be kept on the lead. And that is the rule. And people sometimes, as that lady said, if the beach is quiet and there's nobody else on it, you can let the dog off for a little run. If they're a responsible dog that will come back to you and do what they like. I don't have 5 like her. I have 2 rescue dogs. And they love to go to the beach and they do love to get away by themselves. But what I do is I walk past the area. You probably know the beach well. Streeta Beach is right beside me, the most beautiful beach in Ireland. But don't tell anyone. That's one of our secrets here in the Northwest. We don't want others to know
about
it.
You don't want to flood it.
And it, you know, as you go over the beach, you get past where other people are and you can let them have a little run, because dogs, the natural thing for a dog is to sniff out things. And, you know, to go off exploring and smelling where other dogs have been or where birds have been or whatever.
Yeah.
And if there's anything washed up on the beach, they'll be over sniffing around it, whether it's a piece of wood or a seal or anything else.
Yeah.
They'll be interested.
So the idea of actually banning them isn't something that you support, Donal. But the fact remains, from the text that we've been reading out and from listening to Rory and Andrea there today, there's plenty of people down on the beaches over the weekend, despite all of the signs saying they need to be under control. They're not.
Yeah, and who's not under control? The owners of the dogs. You know, it's the owners that need to be controlled. Dogs can't read signs. The owners need to take responsibility and, you know, do what the signs say. If it says keep your dog under control, keep your dog on a lead, that's what it means. keep your dog on a lead in the bathing area or whatever. If there's other areas maybe away from the bathing area where it's safe to let them off, that's it. But you're making a judgment call and you are responsible for it. And, you know, there's very little personal responsibility. But I think banning would be a very excessive
step
thing.
Too far.
You know, dogs need to get out and need to have space, need to have room for things.
Yeah, getting out for exercise.
I'm so lucky. I live on a site where the dogs can get around my house. They have freedom most of the day.
Look, I know, I appreciate that. Not everyone has that space. Listener says they were on the beach yesterday and a lady who I think is a dog minder might have actually poured out about 12 dogs out of her car while one or two were on the lead. The rest were just seemed to allow to run around absolutely everywhere. How does this person know where the dog has gone to go to the toilet, to do a poo, walking in the other direction? There was about 10 spots of dog poo within a 50 metre radius. I then went back to my car and I went elsewhere for my walks, says this listener. 1800 453 106 is the number. Sean is with us. Sean, you don't agree with any suggestion, I believe, around banning dogs and beaches.
No, I don't agree with banning dogs on beaches. I think the problem, we've enough regulations, as your previous contributors have said. Dogs are effectively banned I'm in Fingal, so it's April to September, between, I think it's 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. That's enough. Now, what I would say is I take the examples of your other contributors. And the one thing that's missing here is a busy weekend at the beach. Lots of people there, people bringing their dogs to public space. Why shouldn't they? But there's no regulation. Where were the dog wardens? Where were the people enforcing the regulations that dogs should be under control?
But why do the rules have to be enforced? Like, the rules are there. Can people not just follow them?
Andrea, any rule, if you have a rule, you have to enforce it. Other than that, what's the point? You know what I mean? You don't have a rule that says no drink driving and then just not enforce it and hope that the good nature of people takes over.
So it's up to the dog wardens to be down in the beaches, is it?
I think there's a case, and I mean, it's come up in several other articles on your programme, something similar. I think we are entitled to ask the question at this stage, why is there no regulation? I mean, if you take dogs pooping where they shouldn't, your chances of actually being charged with that littering offence or anything similar are about the same as your chance of death by meteor strike. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, so it's the enforcement you have the problem with. The enforcement needs to be there.
Yeah, I think the enforcement needs to be there. If you take a situation on a beach, somebody goes out, lets their dog out, and the dog goes running around. If there was a warden there, the warden has a word with the person, they could probably ticket them for not having for having the dog running around to begin with. Is the dog actually licensed? Yes, no. If not, take the dog, put the dog into doggy daycare, and effectively, until the dog is properly licensed and the fine is paid, the dog doesn't go back. You're going to have to enforce some of these rules.
Yeah, well, I have to be honest, most of the times whenever I'm at home and I see people out for a walk with their dog, the dog is usually on, it's on the lead, or, you know, they have leash control of some description. You know, I wouldn't have thought it was as prevalent that you see that many out and about just roaming around the beaches, but according to our texters, it's very much the case.
I certainly wouldn't bring my dogs to a Blue Flag or one of the more popular beaches, but I have a sneaky little beach here in North County Dublin that I bring the dogs to. And one of the main reasons I bring them there is because I can let them off the lead. They can go out, splash in the water, catch jellyfish, do whatever they like, and come back tired.
Anne-Marie has got in touch. She says, I was badly bitten by our own dog actually a couple of years ago, and even though I know most dogs are friendly and harmless, I freeze and have a momentary panic when there's a loose dog bounding towards me. If the beach is empty and the dog has perfect recall, if someone appears, then well and good. But otherwise, no, absolutely, dogs should be kept on the beach. Should be kept on the lead while on the beach. And finally, another texter tells me, the fact is, I think there's just too many dogs roaming around absolutely everywhere, suggests this listener. The email, if you want to share your thoughts with us, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Should dogs be banned on beaches, or maybe the rules that we have at the moment where you see dogs not allowed on some of the Blue Flag beaches during the bathing season? That runs from January 1st till about the 15th of September each year. Do people actually follow those rules and regulations? 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. My thanks though to Rory, Donal, Sean and Andrea. Thank you for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.